Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're on, and this is the Camp Report for August the 6th, 2024. The first joint practice against the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons media was there in attendance. To get this out of the way, Duke Riley was in the orange to start practice. Dolphins were wearing aqua. Falcons were in white. Ominous clouds, but pretty good weather. It was kind of cool, but then it became a scorcher out there. Although, where I'm sitting, we were just getting nice little breeze, so it was pretty nice. If you want to ask questions on these shows, if you want to listen to them live, you become a member of our Discord. And you do that by going to discord.gg/OnlyFans. discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you become a member there for $3 a month. As always, we are brought to you by Prize Picks. You will listen to that commercial in the middle of the show, and you use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number, 3YARDS. You deposit $100, you get $100. It's as simple as that. All right, let me get to it. These are my notes for today, and I will get to every single one of your questions in the chat. No Waddle today, although he was on the sideline. He looked all right, but, you know, he's nursing something. Tyreek is always on point. Had a good day today. Spoiler alert, he's one of the finalists. And I don't know, man. I don't know who I'm going to give the practice player of the day today. Because, first of all, the defense was very, very good today. At least the first team defense. Kirk Cousins really just could not get anything going until they had a two-minute drill. And he drove them for a 47-yard field goal. At the same time, Tua drove the offense for a 50-yard field goal. So, you know, in live 11-on-11, Tua was better than Cousins, and I'm gonna go ahead and say that Penix, after having a very bad start to 11-on-11s, I thought Michael Penix Jr. finished up pretty strong, and I thought he was better than Skyler, and a little bit better than Mike White. Let's say I did not get to see Heinicke play at all, so I don't know what the hell he did. And I was trying to really avoid watching any of the backups. I was trying to watch the starters. Some stats. I know you guys love joint practice stats. I just took very, very cursory stats of the first 11-on-11 for each starting unit. And they're pretty good for the Dolphins. All right. Falcons warm up on the far field. Dolphins are inside. The weather seems like it's on the way. It never showed up. Although we were told, look, we're going to finish up the practice indoors. We ended up not doing it because the weather never showed up. It was just menacing all day, but it just would not come down. So, two teams of officials, because, of course, you're going to have two practices. You're going to have Falcons offense against Dolphins defense, Dolphins offense versus Falcons defense, separate fields. You need two sets of officials. So they had two sets of officials. Early on, you see Jalen Phillips sprinting, and he looks close to returning. Falcons do some offensive installs. Very light crowd today. Bad weather also looked like it was on the way. Maybe people were handicapping that. They had sold every, or quote-unquote sold, meaning they distributed every single ticket in the house. But I would say, I think capacity is like 3,000. There might have been half that there today. So 1,500 in attendance. Again, Duke Riley in orange, Dolphins in aqua, Falcons in white. The Dolphins are now stretching near field. No Waddle. No Jordan Brooks or Anthony Walker. Anthony Walker, I did not see him. Jordan Brooks, I saw him briefly come outside. He watched a little bit of practice. He had a little sleeve on his knee. He looks all okay. But, you know, remember they said that they weren't worried and they look like they're coming back pretty soon. Good sign, Cam Smith is all taped up. No Berrios today. Cam Smith did participate, by the way. And then I write, Duke Riley's playlist has a vibe. And yeah, it was a pretty good playlist. It has some rap, had some hip-hop, slower R&B, and some reggae. Pretty cool. I'm going to watch the near field, I say, and I write in my notes, but I'll try to sneak views of the far field. What I tried to do is try to watch every single tool rep, meaning every first-team offensive rep for the Dolphins. And then I tried to, as soon as everybody else came in, I tried to watch Kirk Cousins on the other field. I ended up watching a lot of Michael Penix. But I got to know what happened on the first 8 snaps that Kirk Cousins produced. Not much is the answer. Then I write, if looks were a thing, Jody Forston would be headed to the Hall of Fame. He looks the part. Long, lean, good-looking athlete. Jalen Ramsey chirping up the DBs early on in practice. He was chirping up a storm in practice today. Quarterback wide receiver install for Tua and company. All the motions executed, and then I write good shit. It's always good to see that. And you would think, oh my God, you know, they're just doing installs. You know, how can you screw that up? Well, sometimes you see that the coaches are starting and stopping the installs because guys are blowing their motions. Not this time. This time it was pretty sharp. All right. And then I write, for those that ask, it doesn't always look like this. And that's the truth. Armstead in, Teron Armstead meaning, in his uniform, but not taped up. So I doubt his participation. He did not participate. Horn blows. Both teams meet. They have a little meeting in the middle of the field. That didn't change anything. Because later on, Ethan Bonner and Drake London got into it. And it was a bench clearing brawl. But you know how bench clearing brawls happen in football. Everybody just runs to the spot and looks like they're going to do something, but nobody ever does anything. 1v1s, I completely despise these. They're absolutely useless. Couple drops, couple overthrows. Skylar Thompson throws a dime. Who cares? All right, a lot of grabby, a lot of handy. Flags flying all over the place on 1v1s, which kind of tells you all you need to know. Today was a bigger waste of time than usual. Like, I don't see what's the use of this. I guess it's a good warm-up for your quarterbacks, but it's extra physical on the receivers, so maybe that helps you. But I just don't see the value in this. You don't play football 1-on-1. To a dot on a slant to McGowan. More 1-on-1 wastes of time. Patrick Paul was doing 1-on-1s on the far field, and I write, he sent 51 into the waiver wire. Good 1v1 reps. He was looking good today. Then he had a really good rep on Lorenzo Carter, who's a nice player, in my estimation, for the Falcons. All right, special teams. Cam Smith is a full go and is on special teams. Then all right, on the kickoff, Sanders has missed a couple too long into the end zone. I don't know if that's going to be a thing. I do know that Bailey does the kickoffs. Today, Sanders was doing them. So I don't know if that's going to be a thing. If you start missing too many into the end zone, that means it comes out to the 30. Most of these returns were coming out to the 24 to the 26 before there was any contact. So these kickoffs were much to do about nothing today. I write extensive KO reps, kickoff reps. Not much was happening. Tackling to the ground, there was one live one Falcons got out to the 32-yard line. All right, team stuff in. 11 on 11. Tua in. Ball on the 50. Slip wheel to Craycraft. Big gain. Keep that one in mind. Respot at the 50. Ross. Toss to Mostert to the right. Pops for a few. Call it 6 yards at the 50 again. All of these were respots. Tua misses Tyreek on an in cut off his hands, but he missed him. Respot at the 50. Toss left to Achan. No gain. Quick out to Smythe. Gain of 8. Option route to Julian Hill. Get some room on the yak. Good looking play by Julian Hill. Skylar Thompson's in. And then I write, okay, time to go watch the far field. Cousins in at the 40-yard line. Quentin Bell deflects a pass. Incomplete. After a couple of incompletes, Penix comes in. Cousins, and then these are numbers from those reps that I got from the guys watching those reps. Cousins offense, first team offense, gained 8 yards on 8 snaps. The Tua first team offense gained 68 yards on 8 snaps. Penix bomb, incomplete, double covered, way overthrown. Nobody in the vicinity. But it looked pretty as it was traveling through the air. Near field, Mike White having some success throwing to Tyreek Hill, as he should. Tier Tart, flashy play, gets a tackle for a loss on the opposite field. Grayson Murphy, sack. He's coming on. He's making plays. His problem is that you kind of know the pecking order on the depth chart, so he's not doing it against the greatest of competition, but he's making plays. Drew a flag as well. I write Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix kind of out of sorts. Near field stuff, Falcons kicking off. Schwartz returning, finds room to around the 30. Malik back to return to the 22. McGowan to the 22. Schwartz back there again. Bad kick to the back of the end zone. So, and then I write, it's one joint practice, but these kickoffs look terrible. As in, they're not fun to watch. Like, not much is happening on these things. And then I write a ton of missed blocks by both sides, and the kickoff team always leaks toward the returner constantly. So far, not a success. They haven't played a game yet. So, I don't think that we should be sounding the alarm on these kickoffs. But it's a work in progress, okay? Horn blows. Tua in. Ball at the 45-yard line. Achane left for a few. Tyreek leak on the motion. Gain of 18. Good looking play. Inside run. Achane. Gain of 5. Offsides Falcons on that play. On the opposite field, celebrating. Zach Sealer gets a sack on Kirk Cousins. Came free, by the way. He was all over Cousins. Cousins just gave up on the play. Toss right to Mostert. Gets about 2. Tua, skinny post, pass interference on the Falcons. Spot foul. That pass was intended for River Craycraft. Keep that one in mind. Making plays. Mike White in. And then, all right, going to watch the far field. Michael Penix Jr. in at the 45-yard line. Inside run for 5 yards. Inside run for 3 yards. And it was a mix of Algier and a couple other guys that I didn't know. Number 30. I'm not going to look at the depth chart right now. Boot left. Penix throws it to the flat. Gain of 7. Penix throws it away on pressure from Grayson Murphy again. Tindall, run stop. And then I write, Calais has some issue. He left the field, but he was fine. He spoke to the media after practice, and he's perfectly fine. He looks like $1 million, by the way, for being 85 years old. All right, Tua in. Sneed, slant, gain of 12. Spot at the 49-yard line, bomb to Tyreek. Beautiful play. Beautiful play. He smoked Mike Hughes by about 4 yards. That thing was majestic. It was an absolute dime on the left side. I wrote that was on Tyrell, but it was not on Tyrell. Tyrell was not in that coverage. Tyrell had kicked in to the slot, so it was one-on-one with Mike Hughes. He beat the safety. He ran past Mike Hughes, and then he ran past the safety. Tyreek caught it at about the 5-yard line and then scored. So, beautiful play. Short zone option to Malik Washington. Good breakup by a Falcon defender, PBU. Flat route to Achane. Gets room. Toss right to Achane. Gets 6. Fight on the far field. That's the one I talked about. Ethan Bonner and Drake London. Tyreek beat Mike Hughes on the bum. Now I get confirmation. Mike White in right, sweep left, flag. A lot of flags today on defense. Far field, ball at the 40, holding penalty. Cousins pressured constantly, I write. He didn't have much success today, Kirk Cousins. Penix was better than Kirk Cousins today. Respot at the 44-yard line, going in. No gain on the inside run. Next play, Chop Robinson, sack. Look, I wanted to give the player of the practice to a defensive player because they were really, really good today. Dolphins defense was really good today, especially the pass rush. But it was so many different guys that it was hard to discern who deserved it. Although I thought the tier chart was pretty good. So I don't know who to give it to on there. So it was kind of like a joint team effort on that side of the ball. So I went with an offensive player, and I'll reveal it at the end of my notes. Toss right, gain of 6-7. Storm duck with the tackle on the boundary. Field goal unit work, both sides. Calais will speak to the media, so that's a good sign, all right? All the wide receivers, for the most part, especially the back end, has not looked good. Malik Washington has flashed. Anthony Schwartz has not been good. In my estimation, Braxton Berrios has not been good. Braylon Sanders has had a couple of good practices, but he's had some bad ones. And McGowan has not been good. Respot, near field, ball on the 52 in.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bad under center snap. This was a terrible sequence, by the way. And then I write, Tua has time, escapes, flag. Power right, Mostert, no gain. Blitz, screen setup, Tua throws it away. And then I write, bad sequence here. Tua glance throw on the blitz, diving interception. I saw D. Alford. Some people say it was Mike Hughes. It was not Mike Hughes. It was D. Alford. I saw a zero, so it's 20. They had to pick. It was a terrible sequence. Tua had like three good sequences to this one terrible one. And then I write, the glance route on that all-out blitz was a good idea. It was just bad execution. Tua threw a bad pass. He threw it outside. He throws it down the hash. It's probably caught, and who knows? It might go a long way by River Craycraft. Good read, spoiler alert, by River Craycraft on that blitz. He read the leverage, went inside, found the room, gave Tua a target. Tua missed him. Tua thought he was going outside. He went inside. Tua threw it outside. He went inside. It got intercepted. Diving interception by D. Alford. All right, far field. Penix, deep ball, way overthrown. Good coverage. There was two guys on the guy right there. Mike White hits Malik on a deep bow route. Good looking stuff. And then, all right, Falcons pass offense is just farting around. Really wasn't producing much for like three quarters of practice today. And then, all right, Michael Penix, I kind of jinxed it, dimed a Hodge on the go route, beat Saran Neal, gain of 30. Here's the bad news. He beat Saran Neal for the gain of 30. Here's the good news. Saran Neal's never going to be on the boundary against anybody, ever, unless everybody gets hurt in front of him. He's a special teams player and probably a dime safety, dime cornerback. Red zone stuff now. Tua in, spot at the 15-yard line, toss Achane right. Picks up blocks, first contact at the 2. Look, everybody wants to say, oh, he would have been tackled. Are you sure about that? Because I'm pretty certain with a full, you know, head of steam, he breaks a tackle that's on an angle at the 2-yard line. I'm going to go ahead and say he scored from 15 yards out. Tua has time, coverage sack on a blown play. Respot to the 11-yard line, good pass pro, touchdown, Craycraft on the slant, spoiler. Respot at the 8, inside run, Mostert gets 5. Respot at the 8, smoke screen to Tyreek, gets close but not in, call him out. Respot at the 6, then respotted at the 5, tunnel screen, Mostert, he walks in for the touchdown. Respot at the 15, Skyler in, Smythe, catches it, gets out of bounds at the 2-yard line, and then all right, time to watch the far field. At the 15-yard line, Michael Penix operating here. Toss right, gain of 4, respot at the 12, complete to number 19 to the 5, respot at the 10, gain of 2 inside. For number 30, screen to the right, pops, touchdown. Bell and Chop were in on Penix, completely fooled. Pretty good run action there on the screen. And Chop Robinson and Quentin Bell just basically ran themselves right out of the screen. Back of the end zone on a play action, 85, touchdown. Good looking plays by Michael Penix here to close out practice. And then, all right, Penix, much better today. Cousins has done absolutely nothing. All right, 2 in, ball on the 35-yard line. Sack on a blitz by Mike Hughes. That was a corner blitz. Kendall Lamb completely just let him go. He didn't see him. Should have picked him up because it was his responsibility. The way they slid protection, he was supposed to get out there to the farthest guy, and he let Mike Hughes get in on Tua. Tua out to Mostert for 8 yards. Ball on the 39-yard line, 3rd and 6. Mostert, Texas route, first down. Smythe on the out route for 5 to the 47. 48 seconds left. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Gain of 7. Arrow route to Mostert, first down. Just short. They mark it just short, 3rd and 1. Mostert, flat route, first down to the 41. And then, all right, Cousins having some success on the 2-minute drill. He's driving them down. More on that in a little bit. Craycraft, slant to the 29. Dolphins, timeout. Bring in field goal unit from the 50-yard line as time expires, and it's good. Falcons, opposite field, moving backward. They got to the 27-yard line. Then they take a sack. Then they take a penalty. And then they just decide to set up for a 47-yarder as time expires. And Koo hits it. It's good. Practice is over. And then, all right, offensive line was not good. Good news and bad news. The bad news is the offensive line was not good. The good news is that it was Kendall Lamb, Keon Smith, Ryan Hayes. So you didn't hear Teron Armstead, and you didn't hear Patrick Paul. Patrick Paul had a good day today. I thought he was pretty good. Today was the first day where if you told me he's going to be the backup left tackle, I would actually believe you because he actually was good today. And Kendall Lamb was not. So we shall see going forward. But remember that Teron Armstead is the starter, and that's who you want playing your snaps. All right. Practice player of the day. You kind of heard it, right? You heard it in my tone. Wide receiver got it. And I understand that Tyreek Hill had the flashy bomb. It was a beautiful play. But it was River Craycraft. 3 conversions on 3rd down and a touchdown. River Craycraft, he was really, really, really good today. So, River Craycraft is the practice player of the day. All right, let me get to the questions, and I will get to every single one of them that are in the chat. We're good for time right now. Hey, Alf, regardless of position, who have been the best five offensive linemen in camp? Right, let's start with Robert Jones. That's one. Aaron Brewer, that's two, because he's the best center in camp. And he's actually had some good moments, by the way. Austin Jackson is three. And then here's where it gets a little tricky, okay? Number four. I'm not going to say Liam Eikenberg. I'm going to go Patrick Paul, number four. And number five, that's a good one. Number five, who's been good? I'm going to go ahead and say Jack Driscoll. Since he had those snapping issues to start camp, he's been pretty good since then. So those are the best five so far in camp. But it's a work in progress, and they haven't played any games yet. We will know more on Friday, and more tomorrow. How did this D-line hold up against what I believe is a pretty solid Falcons offensive line? I don't think that's the question. I don't think the question is, how did the defensive line hold up? They thrived today. The Dolphins' defensive line and their edge players were very, very good today. So I don't think they needed to hold up. They kind of dominated. Next question, how did Robert Jones, Julian Hill, and Quentin Bell look today? Are they still on fire? Pretty much, yes. Robert Jones was okay. Could have been better today. Julian Hill, pretty consistent every single practice. Quentin Bell was really good, as always, but he did get suckered on that screen, and it went for a touchdown from the 15-yard line in. Then you write, who were the main issues on the offensive line today? It was Lamb. It was Ryan Hayes. It was Keon Smith. Most of the issues came with 2x1 blitzes, not picking up the right guy, okay? Not passing off people on stunts, and it all stemmed from essentially left tackle play. Next question, do you have any concerns on Lamb this season versus last season? Has he looked the same or worse so far? He's looked the same. The question was, has he looked the same or worse so far this training camp? He's looked the same, although he's been beat a few times. Now, some of them might be just facing Chop Robinson, and Quentin Bell has a pretty good first step as well. So, it could be just facing Chop Robinson, and it's something new that he had to get on, and he is an older guy. And he is grabbing a lot of snaps on both sides, left tackle and right tackle. But they're going to play games. And when they play games, we could judge them then. Remember, Armstead never plays preseason games, so Kendall Lamb will probably start a preseason game with the first team, and you get to watch him then. I hear that this year the team is going to be asking the linebackers to do a lot more than last year. Is that how things are looking, and are they up to it thus far? I'm going to go ahead and disagree. It's not that they asked the linebackers to do more. It's that they have a much more versatile group. So naturally, you're going to see them do more, but I don't think that they're asking them to do more. All right, with the majority of the NFL valuing offensive guards now more than ever, why is Miami content with average, below average guard play? Is it purely money, or does McDaniel's scheme render it a moot point? McDaniel's scheme renders it a moot point. When you run a lot of run actions, the least important people on the field are your guards. Simple as that. When a lot of your passes have play action, for the most part, guards have very simple assignments. You're picking up people that are in your zone. You're not being asked to do too much. This is not a team that runs a lot of power. They don't run many leads. I think I counted them last year. It was like an average of about 3 leads per game. So they don't, and actually now they have a guy that they can run leads behind with Robert Jones. So it's just not something that they value in this offense. It's not something that they really need or want, really. They're going to get by cheap at offensive guard. Look how the way the team is built, especially the offensive line. Expensive center, expensive tackles, including expensive backup tackles, and a second-round draft pick in Patrick Paul. So they really care about tackles. They really care about center. They don't care about guards. Next question, how do I get, different question. That's he's asking questions about the sound. You got to get out of your phone and then go back into your settings on the Discord and you could hear it on a speaker. If Willie Snead ends up taking one of the wide receiver spots, who is likely to end up getting cut for him? I still think that Braxton Berrios is probably in danger. I really do believe so. All right, next question. Any surprise performances today going against a different opponent that may not have stood out in team practices? Not really. I'm going to go ahead and say there were really no surprise performances at all. The guys that have played well are the ones that played well again. River Craycraft is having a really good camp, so he had another good day today. Makes sense. Next question. Hey, Alf, how's Marcus May looking? He's looking better. I don't hear his name enough, but maybe that's just me. Remember, he's lower on the pecking order, and Elijah Campbell's getting a lot of snaps as well. So, you know, remember, Marcus May is a specialist. He's a dime safety. So, we shall see. Next question. Does Berrios make the team? If I had to guess, I would say no. But you never know. Next question. How was the physicality today? Okay. You know how these practices go. They tackled to the ground like a couple of times, and it seemed like it was like asked for. You know, it was on a kickoff. They said, let's do one live to see how it looks, and they tackled to the ground, and it went to the 30. But you know how these things are. It's physical to start the play, and then at the point of contact, it slows down. Are we seeing any improvements in Robert Jones' pass blocking? Are his issues technique or physical? No, it's never physical with Robert Jones. He's strong as shit. You know, his issues are always technique and not knowing what to do on certain run actions. But, you know, he looks fine. And, you know, he's never going to look good in the outside zone scheme, you know, getting out in space because he has issues finding people to hit outside. Next question, how did Liam Eichenberg look today? Is he showing an ability to be an average-level starter at guard? Yeah, averages is something he can achieve. Next question, and we're only down to two. Is Ethan Bonner about to become everyone's favorite Dolphin? Will he get the snaps this year to do so? I think so, because Cam Smith has been injured most of camp. And if that's the case, then there are snaps for Ethan Bonner to get as a dime cornerback. So, yes. You know, he could get on the field. Last question. Are our defensive tackles looking good against Atlanta, or do we think that they have been looking good because our interior is weak? That makes no sense. Our defensive tackles look good against Atlanta today because they were good, but they were not going against the Dolphins' interior. Oh, you're saying because they've looked good all camp and because of our interior. No, they were good today against Atlanta too. So it's been a good group. They've been all right. All right, we're going to call it right here. We will do this again tomorrow. Tomorrow is the second day of joint practices with the Atlanta Falcons. And then they'll have a day off. And then Friday, game day. If you want to participate in any of these camp reports, you want to become a member of OnlyFans and ask questions live and listen to the show live, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.